Welcome to Our Given Purpose, the podcast. Today's episode, Depressed On, was an interview I did with a very dear friend of mine. I hope you will sit back, relax, and listen as Derek talks about some things that are very near and dear to his heart. He also shared some of his original spoken word. Here is Depressed On, an interview with Derek Preston on Our Given Purpose, the podcast. Depressed On, an interview with spoken word artist, poet, and wordsmith, Derek Preston. In this conversation, Derek performs two of his original works and also flips the script on arrogance by telling us how he rebranded himself. The word that sums up his purpose produces a question that I will ask at the end of the show. Now, let's turn our attention to episode 7, Depressed On, an interview with Derek Preston on Our Given Purpose, the podcast.
Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Happy to be here. Derek Preston, born and raised in Lynchburg, Virginia, bicentennial baby, 43 years old now. I've been working for Southern Refrigeration Corporation for right at 6 years now. I help people get product that they need to stay warm in the wintertime and cool in the summertime. And I'm just a man about town that tries to be friendly with everybody that I can. And I try to maintain relationships with everybody and stay on the up and up with as many people as I can. That might set me apart from most people, but I just don't like to be on people's bad side.
I think it was your 40th birthday. I knew that you wrote. I knew that you are a wordsmith, and you have quite a body of work when it comes to spoken word stories, things that just really entertainment in and of itself. No, I'm not putting you on the spot, but I do want to know, where does that come from, and where do you hope to go with it?
Oh, where is it coming from? Just being a little kid, listening to music, hearing stories being told, and they just kind of resonated with me and made sense. And I would learn them, recite them, you know, it became a thing for me. And even at a young age, I would start to write my own stories and have them rhyme and everything. I really didn't think much of it. But as I got older and I started seeing other people do it, I was like, hey, they're not as good as I am at this. I think I might actually be kind of good at this. Not really trying to, you know, pat my own back or anything, but, you know, I just kind of felt that, you know, maybe it was kind of a calling for me. So I just did it more and more. I'd like to do more shows out where people can experience what I've written. I've only really put it out a few times. I post things on Facebook for people to read, but I like to perform them publicly.
It's always great when we can share our stories, and especially the experiences. I think I told you, or I shared with you, I said, you know what, it's really about bringing back the conversations that we would have had on the porch, you know, just sitting there with the elders, so to speak, and just listening to them and needing to carry that. But yeah, we need to bring that back. We need to, you know, just sit down and talk to each other, COVID-19 aside.
Well, you know, that's where a lot of my writing stems from. Just, it helps me get things out that sometimes I have a problem speaking directly with people face to face, and I'll have things I want to say, but I can't get them out on the spot. But if I sit down with a pen and paper, everything I want to say just comes out right there.
Isn't that amazing how that works, as far as just, you know, I think it's about getting quiet with your thoughts, like almost being beside your thoughts, like sitting there looking at them. Does that make sense?
It makes complete sense to me.
It's about sharing our stories and who we really are at our core, and how we can continue the dialogue with those who are coming after us, and just leaving something behind, the legacy. Because that was how I approached you, just talking about our legacies, our stories.
We're on the same page.
How have you overcome arrogance, anger, pride, or fear?
Ooh, that's a tough one for me. But I, as I think on that, just realizing that a lot of stuff that I went through early wasn't necessarily on me. I was angry at a lot of people coming up. I got picked on a lot. I'll be honest with you. You were in school with me. I was not a very popular person then. I had to flip that. I had to turn it around, make myself a little bit more positive and try to shine that out to other people so they could get that vibe. But something hit me somewhere to say, if I just keep going this direction, it's going to bury me. And I don't want to be there. So I just kind of, you know, put the shoulders up and said, hey, I'm going to take this in another direction. And I'm not going to let people talk down to me anymore. And that kind of encompasses the, you know, the anger, the fear, all that arrogance. I probably had to take on a little bit more of arrogance than I had earlier in life to be more of a positive person. Sorry if that comes off wrong, but that's my angle.
It's your life. I can't question how you live. I mean, let's be honest, it doesn't matter unless you're the real popular kid, and even still you have your struggles because you don't realize that you're popular or whatever. But you know,
I hear that a lot.
I think everybody has, you know, some type of stress in their life. There's something that they have to deal with, to go through. What?
Out of my head.
Oh, we did.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. Because this is about you.
Well, like I was saying, like a lot of people that came down on me, you know, as I got older, I realized that was them not being happy with themselves. And that's how it came out. So just find, you know, a smaller person or whatever, belittle them, and it makes you feel somewhat better about yourself. And, you know, that was like their comfort food. The light bulb came on me one day, and I was like, no, I'm not going to be that guy anymore for them. I'm going to be me for me.
I love it. If you had to have one word that summed up the meaning of your life, your purpose, why are you here? What would you say? Derek Preston.
Legacy. To put it in one word, I want to make sure that when I'm gone, something is left behind that people know Derek Preston was here. That's my ultimate goal. Well, it's kind of torn because I'm not one that has any intention on procreating and bringing forth, you know, my seed anywhere. But that still doesn't mean that, you know, I can't instill values in other youngsters that I come across, and I try to do that a lot. I meet a lot of people with kids, and you know, some of them don't have paternal figures or whatever. So somewhere in my brain is like, you know what? Try to do stuff with or for this kid, so you know they can see the kind of things that influence, have the kind of influences that they should be having, because that single mom can't do it for them. Of course, I have my other relatives. I have nieces, nephews, great nieces and nephews. And, you know, I have the stories from my parents, my aunts and uncles, and everything like that. You know, if nobody's paying attention, then those stories get lost. I want to keep that going forward. That's how, you know, I'm a big follower of roots and oral history. It came down 7 generations. You know, I mean, it could have stopped way back at Kizzy, but it didn't. You know, the legacy is still going. I actually was fortunate enough to speak to LeVar Burton a few weeks ago. And I asked him about the original roots and the remake, about which one was more historically accurate, and he shut me up really quick because he said, it doesn't matter which one is more historically accurate. He said, what's important is that the story keeps being told, and the story has to stay in the ears and the minds of everybody going forward because it's that important. And if it's my little story, I want my little story going forward, and I want somebody to know I was here 100 years from now.
Derek shares 2 original works, one that he will frame now and introduce, and the other right after the break.
Yes, well, unfortunately, I kind of noticed a pattern here recently that a lot of my writing is revolved around death. I guess I kind of have this fear of dying because, like I said, I have many times where I could have been. So, and then now I've reached the age that my father was, that when he had me, and he was kind of up in the years when he had his last child, me. But and when he passed, I wrote something for him on the spot, and this is what I read at his funeral. I know he didn't want a big fuss over his passing, but also know he would like to keep the people laughing. That's just how he was. That is where I get it from. And for the people here that don't know me, your first thoughts were, that is a son. Yes, I am proud. Or should I be ashamed? Many black men my age don't know from where they came. So I feel fortunate my father was able to speak to me, not able to teach me so much, but remember his blood leaked to me. I don't know if he thought I ever paid attention, but I still remember all that he took the time to mention. Stories of his youth, so I wouldn't walk in his boots. As precious to me as Alex Haley and his roots. You are my Kunta Kinte / Superman, and there are 5 children here to prove that you were grand. 20 years to be exact, something that cannot be taken back. Are you in heaven cruise controlling your blue Cadillac? I hope that's the case, because we know you deserve it. No one is 100%, but you were close enough to perfect. Time and time we heard it, Dewey's set in his ways. He just spoon feeds you some knowledge if you get in his face. Everybody wants the truth, but we're all afraid to hear it. Daddy would just push you closer if you were anywhere near it. I felt shortchanged because I didn't get the time that the girls got, which could have been mine, to learn worldly things that I could pass along. Daddy was a jack of all trades, and I just wanted to be just as strong. I have lots of memories, but there's still room for more. I've heard if there's anything I can do, well, this is what you can do me for. Since many of you knew him long before I was born, fill me in with amusing tales to help me as I mourn. No matter how small or seemingly insignificant, you might have wondered what he was thinking, but I could notice what he meant. Question it if you want, but his children knew he loved them. And in return, on this day, he placed no one above him.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. That's
thank you.
One of the best things we can do is, you know, honor our parents, you know, in some way. And when we give just a little bit of ourselves, you know, and being in a vulnerable moment, and we can give ourselves publicly just to show that we did love them, we cared, and we were paying attention, you know, that's it speaks volumes, and it lets others know how they should act and should treat their elders. So thank you very much for that. I'm just grateful to know you. I'm grateful for the impact and the influence that you have within the community, the fact that you're willing to share your wealth of knowledge, that your deep sense of caring for not only, I guess, just people in general, because it doesn't really it's not about black or white. It has nothing to do with any of that, but really just from a historical standpoint, wanting to continue to teach, you know, and to educate and say, this is what the truth is.
Hey, Purposeful Family. Ladies, how y'all feel? Fellas, y'all all right? Our words have power to transmit us into a time and space that will produce reflection, insight, and hopefully impact our thinking. I hope you are enjoying this conversation and giving some thought to Derek's words. Please remember you can visit www.ourgivenpurpose.com anytime you want to use these podcasts, devotionals, interviews, and other resources as tools to inspire you. We hope you will connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All the links are in the show notes. Let someone else know you're enjoying the content by posting to your social media pages. Use the hashtag OurGivenPurpose so we can see what you've seen as well. Now, let's turn our attention back to Depressed On, an interview with Derek Preston on Our Given Purpose, the podcast.
It's titled D-Moniker. Let that sink in for a second. D-Moniker. I got to thinking, you know, a friend of mine flipped a switch in my head, got me thinking on this whole depressed thing that I'm on right now with my government name and how I can flip that on how it's already been flipped and using it for a moniker. So it kind of ties in, you know, my lineage, you know, my tie to my father and even my mother in this piece. It's just something personal, and it just came out in rhyme form.
Right. Well, people of purpose. Here it is. Here it is.
I was depressed long before it was an adjective. Deeply rooted in my soul, it kept me from having kids. Imagine it, the feeling of sinking like a battleship. I stayed afloat and fell in line, that's what my daddy's paddle did. No need to fret, my mind is set to make my parents proud, to fulfill the hopes and dreams they had on the day they said the marriage vows. Conceived and born in the year of the bicentennial, Ali was champ, which gave us Rocky before the Tyson lineal. Life is a fight, though you might not even recognize. I couldn't see what was in me, folks saying that I'm wise. They saw my head as a mixed pot of gumbo. Then I go to school and I be treated like a Dumbo. Such confusion, spanning the spectrum simultaneously. Survival instinct had me suppress, you know, the brainiest me. If they want dumb, well, dumb is what I'll give them. God had a plan of 76. He said I'll split them. Most of my creations take after one parent or the other. This one is a special child. He'd be the father and the mother. Mint chocolate chip or cookies and cream. Peanut butter and chocolate, you know what I mean? Two great tastes that taste great together. But I come from polar opposites, oh, what an endeavor. I'm a mix of oil and water, or Fred, not Esther. That's why they always laugh at me. I'm the court jester. Imagine your brain being torn in two directions. A beautiful mind. Is there anything more depressing? What I didn't know then, but I surely know now. Gumbo looks a mess, but it's the best going down. Coming from two worlds, I understood when I watched Aquaman. And about the only thing to bridge my gap is that I like my vodka crayon. Trying to move forward while still haunted by yesteryear. When I look in the mirror, I still see the court jester here. This is the result of not addressing a fear. When classmates told me that I was less than my peers. All of the early days, well, they must have taken a toll on me. It seems I was affected in some ways unknowingly. I don't wish to be married. I don't wish to procreate. Things I've seen with these eyes, they bring me to a lowly state. As much as my child would have a chance to be just like me, there's an equal or greater chance they could be just like wifey. To find myself in oil and water right after my boy or daughter took the time to grace the earth, I might feel regret that I ever let there be an occasion of the birth. On the other hand, if that would never be an issue, just growing up black, several things just will not miss you. There's still a huge debate. Jane Elliott came up with a plan. If you whites want to be treated like blacks in this country, please stand. Nobody stood, and the reality killed them. They didn't want the treatment that's in place for my children. I'm depressed 24/7, but that's not always a bad thing. I know every winter that after last winter, we had spring. I'm depressed, just like my father before me, and it's always the darkest right before the morning. I'm about to let the sun shine in. My mother's an Aquarius, my father a Gemini. Do you see why this is hilarious? The original depressed, a Gemini, two personalities, a valid explanation why I possess my dualities. Then the Aquarius. What do we know about Aquaman? Mom from under the water, dad from atop the land. Now that I'm older and coming into being grown, let me take my rightful place up here on this throne. If the answer is right now, the question is when am I? When you think depressed, you better think him and I. A Gemini and an Aquarius together made a Quemini. I broke out with the cast with more chest than lemon pie. I still want to leave a legacy for between the dates on my headstone. The legacy starts with you knowing that depressed don't.
Yo, that was dope.
Thank you. I was hoping you would feel that.
That was dope. To continue that legacy, because you are a survivor and you are here for a reason and a purpose, and I appreciate you, sir.
Well, I appreciate you. That feeling is very much mutual.
You've just actively participated in Depressed On, an interview with Derek Preston, the podcast, Season 4, Episode 7. What did you hear that made you, ooh, ah, wow? What sparked curiosity within you? What resonated? Any great takeaways? I encourage you to use these podcasts as a tool to build a support system as well as rapport within your circles. That synergy is one of God's greatest gifts to us and makes us relational. At the beginning of this conversation, I told you I was going to have a question, and here it is. Derek shared how he leaves a legacy by showing up in the lives of those who need a paternal figure. So my question to you, dear person of purpose, is how do you leave a legacy? We hope to support your desire to clarify, organize, and prepare so you are equipped to walk boldly in your purpose. We impact the world by exploring the possibility of God's good plan for us. What if God is completely right with the purpose He has assigned you? Yeah, I know, game changer, right? Ask yourself and others what it means to live a life of meaningful purpose. We would love to hear your answers, thoughts, concerns, and questions. Connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at Our Given Purpose or on Twitter at OGP the Podcast. Use the hashtag Our Given Purpose so others can see what you're doing with intention. All the links are in the show notes. The seeds are being sprinkled, y'all. Where are they falling? By the road, in shallow soil, in the thickets, or will they find a home in fertile soil unobstructed by anger, arrogance, pride, or fear? Let's get the tools out. We've got some work to do. Don't forget to check the show notes. Do it now. You've got a smartphone. Subscribe on the platform you're currently listening and share. Share this content. Share the love. Share the inspiration and turn it into a conversation. Thank you for being here. This is Tori of Our Given Purpose, the podcast.